mazhe be simbo yor. Zopon che yor. Reba, ten oje bo kare yinako, shito kare yinako, maso na, ta peche tongji yabu so yorwa. Ko kare yinako, mamo mayina, teni ko sana nasa chegro, chapa, chapa chegro. Ten oje sende mamo na, chapa so dede gota. Sende mena, sende pe, lesa rwa, kare chena. Gewa kare chena, lesa rwa. Tene yinako, paru tese ma chute nyanle chena, sende marunwa, chapa chidwa.
So the practice of these six perfections is something that the bodhisattvas do. Yeah. And as mentioned earlier, the practice of the six perfections is to achieve one's own purpose, to ripen one's own mind. So why do bodhisattvas, or why do we need to practice the six perfections? It's basically to subdue this very stubborn mind of ours, this mind which is unripened, unserviceable, stubborn, tough, you know. So to practice the six perfections is to make this mind pliable, you know. How do I say? Soft. Basically, it's to ripen the mind, to make the mind serviceable, such that we can engage in any virtue without any difficulties. Yeah. So take the example of a mango or any fruit. Yeah, yeah. It might be, you know. If the mango is not ripe, you know, if we do eat that mango, you're probably gonna get sick, yeah, and it's not gonna taste delicious. But if the mango is ripe, it's gonna taste very delicious, and it's also gonna benefit one's body. Yeah? So it's the same thing with the mind as well. Yeah, so we must ripen the mind, yeah, make the mind serviceable, such that we can employ it in the use of virtue, yeah, without any difficulties. So the practice of six perfections is basically to ripen one's own mental continuum. And then there's the practice of the four ways of attracting disciples. Yeah, that practice is done to ripen the mind stream of other living beings, so that one can help them. Yeah.
然后如果我们说到这六度的话，这六度是属于菩萨道的修行者所修持的，就好像前面我曾经说过，就是这六度呢，这六度波罗蜜呢，它我们修这六度波罗蜜，以便可以成就我们自己的目的，也就是那个目的是什么呢？也就是我们可以使到我们的心智可以成熟，因为。 怎么样说我们可以成熟我们的心事呢？也就是说，我们要降服我们的心，因为我们的心呢是非常的固执的，它可以说就是非常的坚硬，不能转变。因此呢，我们就需要把这个非常固执、非常坚固、不能转变，然后根本没有什么用的这个心呢，把它转化过来，使到这个心呢可以变成非常的柔软、非常的有用，然后。 这个心呢，它可以真正的去修行，是真正的可以去累积这个善业。这比方说呢，就好像我一个水果，比方说是芒果。如果这个芒果呢，它不熟的话，我们就拿来吃，我们会发现这个芒果非常的不好吃，而且可能我们吃了，我们会肚子痛还是怎么样，就是身体会感到不舒服，而且就是不好吃。然后，但是呢，如果这个芒果它成熟了。 我们会发现这个芒果吃起来很好吃，而且呢，我们吃了对我们的身体也有益。同样的，如果我们的心的话，我们也必须要成熟我们的心事。如果我们可以成熟我们的心事的话，我们这个心事它成熟了，它变成柔软，它变成有用了，我们才可以真正的去修行，真正的去了悟空性，真正的去成就这圆满的佛陀果位。然后接下来呢？ 如果我们修这个四摄法的话呢，我们也就是为了可以成熟其他的众生。
So we spend 1 or 2 minutes on bringing forward, generating this thought in our mind, and for the benefit of all the sentient beings, we see the numbers equals to the limitless extent of space, must achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So then, therefore, yeah, I must achieve enlightenment. So try to generate this motivation. Yeah.
现在呢，我们花一两分钟，这样好好的去思维。好好的去串习啊，让我们的内心真正可以发起这种感觉，希望我们可以成就这佛道，以便可以利益一切众生。
So last week we started looking at the outline, which is the outline of the practice of renunciation. Yeah. And according to the outline of the commentary, there are two for this section. There's the reasons of why we have to develop renunciation, and then next the criteria or the measure of having developed renunciation. Yeah. So when we talk about developing renunciation, there's the renunciation of this life, and then there's also the renunciation of future lives. Yeah. So if when we develop or generate renunciation of this life, then we will be able to reverse the attraction to this life. And when we develop the renunciation of future lives, then we will be able to reverse or turn away any attraction to life in cyclic existence or samsara.
아들에서단연히가철을넘으면돼아단연히가철을넘으면영상에제디노제도어서다치게치니에다단연히가서에다아철을넘으면돼영건배제디노제도어서제가드는에다다단조세야돼무조다와제조와쩌세요다아미모가마아저아참아마마에베모가마제데다젤에타베다와안조와세데미아다아미조와가아랑건조와가제니건조와가다치쪼제조와치쪼제데바달라아단조단조치밀리스다튼데치쪼제데데밀리데아안페게데예지지노브예지노브노지레세다예지노브생겐데다펜도쳔보다노마네노마네다예지노브티네다사인투야다강가텔소소와타네콘단조기와데스다와데네예자다튼데메리다예지노브데다와예자이제너무들었다는소화다강한적이해서다대누지게때빼리죠네아니단내는도밀리터봐대대아편도쳐보시고요그래서가르세단네밀리때아니내가그때니저두리타수때니저두리해서단내빼빼면서빼아밀리대내가그타수니게그때걸어서我那是台北的，我那是台北的，那个他住天宁呀的，啊，天宁个的，他地地的热土也是，他的天气不休息的是。
So in the root text, yeah, verse number four, yeah, leisure and opportunity are difficult to find. There's no time to waste. Yeah. So reverse attraction to this life. Yeah. So leisure and opportunity here refers to the human rebirth that we have. A human rebirth, not an ordinary human rebirth, but a human life of leisure and opportunity refers to a human rebirth that is endowed with 18 special qualities.